The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartia, turkey sandwich for breakfast, really?
Count me in.
You need to put it down. We're trying to do a radio show, man.
What's this stuff here called? Cranberry sauce? This it goes is, good on there, too.
This is called leftover, leftover, leftover. And a turkey sandwich with cranberry sauce is a darn good start.
No argument from me. I like leftovers.
You know, we could probably put that in an omelet even for breakfast.
Oh, do tell. So, Don, what is your what's the lay of the table normally look like at the Yeager household? Does it involve fried turkeys, baked turkeys, or
we roast our turkey carefully in the oven?
Nice.
With stuffing made of fruits and vegetables and things, mostly dried fruits. We're a little off the main beam on that one.
That sounds pretty healthy. Oh, I like it.
No, it's tasty. Let me tell you what, those things soaked up with little turkey drippings, those are pretty fine eating.
Now, is that just from the Yeager household back in Waybacks in Missouri, which you're a multi-generation Midwesterner?
No, that was cornbread dressing there, but stuffing came from the Reese side of the family.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well,
and I like it.
I'll eat it all.
But listen. I not only do we have the stuffing, then we do dressing, cornbread or oyster dressing or just plain old bread dressing, whatever. You gotta have plain old dressing of some kind.
You feel to me like a fella that probably has a ham on the side. Is that true?
No, I have it right there in the middle of the table. Oh. The bigger, the better. Especially honey baked ham. I'll do a commercial for those guys.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet
stuff. Yes, sir. Yeah. We raised hogs when I was a kid. We always had ham, and they weren't honey baked until later years.
Oh, that sounds good no matter what.
Yes, sirree.
Listen, we welcome everyone to the Carolina Outdoors. The voice over there, Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. We come in each week to break down four different segments for your listening pleasure, where maybe, just maybe, you will get hungry listening to us, or maybe you'll be inspired to go outdoors or shake a person's hand along the way, where we highlight folks who are doing things of interest or making interesting news out there, or maybe an adventure or two. And Don, at my house, we broke protocol several years ago. And this is my house proper, my wife, my children, and we began eating steak.
Well, I would think so. I mean, let's see. There's not a turkey to be seen on your ranch. There yes. is certainly no hogs there, but there is all this certified Angus beef walking around on the foot.
And that is what we enjoy, and I'm pretty proud to say so. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll eat turkey with the best of them and love leftovers as far as a turkey sandwich with some Duke's mayonnaise and a little bit of salt and pepper.
Whoa. Wait a minute, your dog's named Duke.
Yeah, not his kind of mayonnaise, just the good old southern kind. But we aren't doing any of that, really. We do have that ham on the side just in case. But we are all meat all the time, at least as of late, for Thanksgiving. And I find it refreshing.
Doesn't give you gout or anything, does it?
Not yet. Stay tuned for later, though.
What kind of wine are we chasing this down with?
Oh, you know
the,
what?
The kind in the cans?
Yeah. I don't know if I can tell you the name of the wine. I'm not the wine guy, though, but my wife,
Michelob
Elizabeth.
Ultra?
my wife, Elizabeth, is. Of course, no, I take it easy on all that stuff. Now, I'll drink some water with the best of them, and maybe I'll get some of that carbonated flavored water if I'm really rebellious, but you might talk me into an alcoholic beverage later on, but
run
not right now.
Run me down to the dessert table.
Oh, no. I think it's pretty – we are – traditional by nature. So our contrariness when it comes to the meat is out the window when it comes to desserts, because it's all that pecan pie or pumpkin pie, or maybe a little rebellious with pecan pie with chocolate in there too. That's what we have for dessert.
We have to go straight to the Granny Smith aisle and have apple pie, and of course we do have to have a pumpkin pie or two.
Fantastic. Well, of course, all of that is in the rear view mirror now, so we are in leftover mode.
Yes, sir. I like the leftovers.
I don't want to put you on the spot, and I get a turkey sandwich with mayonnaise and maybe some lettuce.
Nothing
and
wrong with a steak
there.
Sandwich, man. It's
well,
all right.
Oh, no.
Come on out of the closet.
I'm all on board on that. But do you have any advice out there for those who maybe have a leftover turkey and maybe how to boil it down, get all the meat off the bones and make a broth or a soup or something like that? Do you have any advice?
You just took me right down the recipe. Get a big pot, throw that carcass in there and start boiling.
And all the meat just blends off.
Well, sooner or later, you can just pick the carcass out of there and dispose of it properly. But, man, that's the greatest. Cook that down, cook it down, cook it down. Keep on cooking it down. Throw you some vegetables in there, cook you some noodles, lay them in there at the last minute, and away you go.
So we pretty much just summed it up.
Key is do not get in a hurry. Just keep on cooking. And it smells so good in the house when you're boiling that down.
Well, can I ask all my ignorant questions really quick? Because these days, a lot of different people are cooking their turkeys differently, and they'll have a turkey getting baked in the inside, and somebody will have the fryer out on the carport on the outside frying them. Does it matter when you're dealing with leftovers on how you get that meat off the bone?
You can make turkey noodle soup out of anything.
Good.
Including the chicken.
Including the chicken.
That's right. You don't even have to make homemade noodles. You can buy them dried ones in the store. They work just fine.
You heard it here on the Carolina Outdoors. This has been the cooking portion of our program.
This is the South. You can throw rice in there instead of noodles.
Oh.
You could throw okra in there and call it gumbo. You could throw a little andouille sausage in there and get it closer to gumbo.
Dude, keep on going.
Yeah, well, what else you got in that refrigerator? Leave them cranberries out. They don't go good in it.
They go good if I'm really trying to pep up my leftover
green bean casserole. Won't hurt a thing. Throw it in there.
It sounds perfect. All right, that's the cooking portion of the Carolina Outdoors. Do I have time to tell one more thing about the Outer Banks Seashell Hunter?
Sure.
Really quick. It was just recently in the Charlotte Observer that Outer Banks Seashell Hunter, somebody walking the beach
Say
at the Outer
again.
Banks.
Say that again.
The seashell hunter at the
faster,
Outer Banks.
Faster.
I can't do it. He found a seashell that was worth grabbing. He picked it up. And the living creature was still inside it.
You're supposed to put it back then.
And that's exactly right. They found out that it was ticklish. So the National Park Service posted all of this out on Facebook and identified the popular little booger in the shell as a Scotch bonnet. It's a very popular species with collectors. But did you know that those Scotch bonnets are ticklish?
I prefer my scotch on the rocks, thank you.
When you try to touch a scotch bonnet, when you pull the shell out and if there's a living creature in there, you poke it, the little snail, if you will, does a little cute wiggle jiggle, if you will, to try to get away and escape the touches from the human.
I don't blame him. Put me down.
If you ever find a shell with a living snail intact, which is rare, usually when you find the shell, there's nothing living inside it. But if you do find one, please return it to where you found it. Don't
make baby shells.
Something like that,
yeah.
I guess so. You can read more about it at the Jesse Brown's Facebook page where we have a post to the article with pictures. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.